Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Daniels joining us here, 105 through the Fan. Love the, you know, the pitching rotation right now. Do you expect Kluber to return to, like, you know, 2017 type form? Do you guys treat him with kid gloves to start with? How's that going to work?
You know, early on, like, some of the little checkpoints that we've been looking for have been very similar to where he was in you know, 16 and 17. So that's been really encouraging. And we're going to, I think with all these guys, the starters that have thrown a bunch of innings the last few years, we're taking it slow here in camp. They're not pitching the first time through the rotation. I don't think they need to. Some of them will end up getting a game on the backfield. But you know, based on what we've seen and kind of the different checks that we're doing from a medical standpoint, strength and conditioning standpoint, I mean, we haven't seen anything that's given us any pause so far. He's really in tune with his body. I think he's in the training room. He has his program. So knock on wood, we feel pretty good about it, and there's no plans right now to kind of really rein him in.
How are you guys viewing the closer spot?
Talk with Woody a little bit about it, and ultimately that's going to be his call. I think he's of the mindset, as all of us are, that, you know, that LeClerc will get that opportunity. I think if it sets, you know, depending upon who makes the team, you know, is there a scenario maybe where he's more valuable and, like, a little more of a kind of traditional fireman type role? Could come in the seventh, could come in the eighth. That's a possibility, but most likely is he'll be the closer.
When's the last time you've been inside the new park?
About a week before we came out here, probably February, I don't know, whatever it was, like 7, 6, 7, 8.
Tell the Tolos what they're going to see inside this thing. What jumps out to you? What do you notice?
I think the fans have seen a lot of the pictures of the kind of the inside. I think it's a really cool look. I think the roof itself is going to be like a real unique calling card for the stadium, because it's going to give the players will look up and see a solid foundation to or background, I should say, to see the ball against. But fans sitting will see natural light coming through because of the way it's almost like shutters, for lack of a better term, where the panels
shutters, yeah,
there you go, a little nice style. So the panels are set like this, now that your listeners can see these. But, so when there's a ball go up the outfield, it'll always be against a dark backdrop, but there will be some light coming in. So I think it'll be about as naturally lit a place can be with a roof. What I'm really excited about is what it's going to mean for the players, both from a kind of a creature comfort, retention, what we've done for the families, those kind of, I think it's going to be the food, all those things that I think players are going to, like, talk highly about wanting to play here. But we've put in a lot of things I think are going to help us from a player development standpoint, skill development, and also, like, recovery and rehab to keep our guys on the field.
How long will it take you to be able to gauge how the park plays?
Yeah, we were just talking about this. I don't remember when Yankee Stadium opened 09 and they had, like, 30 home runs hit the first, like, week, or it was something ridiculous, you know, and everyone was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we don't learn that fast. You know?
There's a problem if you do.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't have a good sense for it. The outfield dimensions are somewhat similar. It's a little bit shorter in right center. Amount of foul ground is similar. Obviously, we're not going to have the jet stream, that wind blowing in over the right field scoreboard, and then actually blowing back out to right the way it worked. So I think that in of itself will be the biggest environmental change there. You won't have the wind blowing out to right field, but I don't have a sense yet how it'll play.
What is the judgment or temperature where the roof will stay, will close that day?
We're working on that right now. You know, we have to give kind of general guidelines. I don't know that we'll have a specific temperature. One of the things that we've talked about doing, that the Diamondbacks did a little bit, it was like keeping the roof closed till right before game time and then opening it. Not, you know, if it's 110 degrees, sure, you're not going to do that. And you're not going to do that in the daytime, but I'm talking more at night, where it could be you able to play in an open air deal, but have the air conditioning have settled in, the concrete wouldn't have baked in the sun all day. The whole place will be kind of cool and comfortable for the fans to watch, but then you still get to play under like the open skies. So we may experiment a little bit early on, but we haven't yet determined an exact. I don't think we'll have an exact temperature. It'll be kind of a general range and based on, you know, any weather coming or fan comfort and all those things.
John Daniels here on The Fan. Have we reached a point of overkill covering the Astros?
I enjoyed it a little bit. You know, not going to lie. I think I speak for 29 teams there. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a big deal. I think it was a little. Some of the stuff you hear, the crazy players getting death threats. I mean, that's obscene.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people need to get
a life.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Get a hang of it. Whatever the phrase is, they need to figure it out. Like, you can't be doing that. I mean, they cheated. It's wrong, but like, that's not the scale of the appropriate response. But at the same time, like, it is a big deal. I mean, when we lost in 11, like, the Cardinals didn't cheat, I don't think, right? I had no reason to think so. But, like, if we found out afterwards that they did, like, be pissed.
You know? Yeah.
It changed people's lives. It changed people's careers. It changed everybody around the club, the fans. It's a major deal. And so, you know, to the degree that it literally affected the outcome of the World Series or maybe even them getting there, I mean, it's a big deal, and I think it's been covered appropriately.
Do you think the punishment that was handed out, was the commissioner handcuffed because he had to give the immunity to the players? Do you think the punishment was enough?
You know, I totally understand why they handled it the way they did. I know, you know, it's odd where the people that kind of did it and the players, and it was more than the players, it was front office and staff too, but the people that did it, the players didn't get directly punished with suspensions and things like that. And so I understand why people are so frustrated with that. But I think two things. One, I don't know. I wasn't in the interviews yet, but my guess is that without having given that immunity, they would not have been able to get the information to have actually disciplined anybody.
Right.
So I get why you would do that. That's the big thing. And then the second one is that, you know, the players were punished. We're sitting here having this conversation. There's questions about, you know, what the people are debating whether or not they're truly the world champions, right?
Yeah.
They won the World Series, but they're not viewed that way. Or certainly not viewed the same way that, you know, the Red Sox were in 18, or, well, we'll see what that one comes out. But
right.
Like, or, you know, where the Cubs were in 16. I mean, it's viewed differently. It's talked about differently. And I think that, in and of itself, it is about as big a punishment as you're going
to
get.
How do you expect retribution to be handled, and what will your directive be towards your players?
Well, I mean, we're going to be real clear. I mean, Woody and I have talked. We're trying to win the game. You know, I mean, that's not how we're looking to handle things. We're not going to be out for. We're going to make sure our players understand from an organizational standpoint. You know, we are not. Looking for our players or condoning in any way our players going after the Astros players.
All right, we always let you go with this state of the game. So we got three batter minimum. You got proposals over expanded playoffs, picking your opponent, buys? How are you viewing those possibilities that baseball's talking about?
Yeah, I like that MLB is taking the approach of kind of pulling back the curtain a little bit and say, what can we do to improve the product? You know, every other sport has done it, some pretty dramatically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the NBA right now is a great product. I think they've done a really good job. They, like, kind of evaluated where they were. I was a fan of the Knicks in the 90s.
Yeah.
But that was awful basketball,
that was
right?
Terrible.
They were mugging each other, killing each other, and, like, you know, they were winning, like, 78, 73.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, average game had like four technical yeah. fouls, and like
the Knicks and the Heat was torture to watch.
It was brutal, right? I mean, the whole Eastern Conference for like 20 years was yeah. like that outside of Jordan,
right?
And
but so, what is that type of issue within baseball today?
I mean, I think what we've heard from some of the fans is kind of it's not like the time of game, but a lot of it's the pace of the game and the lack of the ball being put into play, right? I mean, that's. With between walks and strikeouts and home runs, like there's very little in the way of there's less than there has been in the past. All these are at like record levels, mm-hmm. And so I think unless we take an active role in that, and it's probably going to continue down a similar path. And so I think what MLB is they're looking at some big things, but they're also looking at a lot of small things, none of which I think will have a major impact in the game. But when added up over time, will have a positive effect.
Because the way the game is, it's going to be more strikeouts, more home runs.
Yeah, guys aren't going to start throwing softer. Guys aren't going to start, you know.
They're not going to start hitting the ball the other way.
Hitters aren't getting weaker and smaller. I mean, look at the size of these guys, you know. So I think, and that's why I think it's going to continue down the path, to your point, unless it's addressed, you know, by the league.
Do you like the three-batter rule?
I actually do, but I don't think it's going to have a big effect on the. I don't think you're going to notice it all that often coming into play. One of the reasons I like it is that when the fans come to the game, they want to see Joey Gallo mm-hmm. hit, right? They want to see David Ortiz hit. They don't want to see like. Manager come out, make a change, bring in this like side-arming left-handed specialist that, you know, is sweeping breaking balls away from them. You know, they want to see like the best players in the game get an opportunity to hit. So now if you want to bring that guy in, well, now he's got to stay in and face Manny Ramirez, or he's, you know, it's like I think it creates a little more opportunity for the fans to see like the big hitters they came to see.
Robot umps, how did that go over? What was the Atlantic League?
Yeah, I've kind of heard some. I think it did have some impact on like the strike zone and how things were called. I mean, they did it in the fall league a little too, and there's some clear issues, right? I mean, the strike zone is 3D. The way it's when you say cross the plate is, you know, has depth to it, whereas like the strike zone from a electronic strike zone is 2D.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you don't. Because I don't know if you want like guys dropping a curveball in the top of the zone or, you know, a slider that barely like so you'd see, and if you see in the fall league, sometimes you'd see like a catcher like pick a ball out of the dirt on a breaking ball,
yep.
And then the umpire would, you know, be call a strike, and the catcher and the batter would look at the umpire like, really, like that, you know. So I think I don't think we're anywhere close to having the technology to do it. And I don't think anybody is looking to take jobs away from the umpires or taking the human element out of it. But, you know, it kind of comes up, do you want to get the calls as right as frequently as you can? I think everybody would say yes to that. And if there's a way to kind of do both of those, then I'd be for it.
What's Jason Garrett going to do to you with your guys' offense?
I hope good things, man. I've met him a couple times. I've really been impressed. I mean, he seems like a great dude.
Yeah.
And I've heard great things about Joe Judge. I don't really know him at all. I had never really heard of him before this process. I've been impressed that he, you know, wants to bring in like established guys with him and that. I know, you know, Garrett was a, you know, whether he's head coach or offensive coordinator. I know people want to look at the negatives. Like they're a really effective offensive club mm-hmm. for a long time. You know, I get like maybe they struggled in the red zone here in certain spots.
How do you feel about your fellow GM's philosophies? That offense is just offense, and David Gettleman.
Oh, Gettleman. Yeah, I was more impressed with Daniel Jones than I thought. Like when they drafted him,
we all were.
Yeah, we drafted him. I like shed a tear.
Who did you want? Do you remember?
It was a guy.
You didn't want Haskins, did you?
Ohio State? I wanted the. Is it Oliver? Who's the defensive player?
Ed Oliver.
Yeah, I think that's who I wanted. At the time. And there was, you know, you thought, could you get Daniel Jones later in the draft and all that? But if they evaluated him correctly, and like it looks like they probably did, and they felt that way about him, and then they would have lost him trying to slide him to the 17th pick.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that's like franchise alter. You like,
yeah. Right?
You know, killed yourself over something like that. So I've been more impressed overall. Like what they've done for agency has not been great. My son is like pretty adamant about some of those things. He's 13.
Really?
He gets fired up. He also gets fired up about some of my moves.
I was about to say, does he light you up?
He's never fully forgiven me for not bringing Nelly back.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he ever fully forgiven Nelly?
Yeah, I hear you.
This is exactly what our dinner was like.
Yeah?
Yeah, you would know. Next time, maybe you'll be invited. Probably not, but we'll see. John Daniels, Rangers general manager. It's a treat every single year. Thank you so much for the time, man. We love it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
JD, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.